I always talk about one bone because it's easier for me to explain it. It's easier for people to get it. One bone. This bone twists, presses on the brainstem, squeezes on the brainstem, shuts the life off from the brain and the body, and the body doesn't work right. And that's where the bone is. I got to fix it. If I can fix that, turn on the power, then God will do the healing. Got that? They say, yeah. I had a woman come in. Her name was Mary. Mary had a lot of problems, you know, and I x-rayed her and put her in front of the x-ray thing there, and I said, Mary, I'm not here to treat your symptoms or treat diseases. I'm here to move that bone right there. The second bone in your neck is twisted around. It's squeezing on the brainstem, shutting life off from your brain into your body. Your body's beginning to die. I got to take that bone, move it around, let the life go from the brain back into the body, and the body will resurrect itself from death itself. You got that? She said, yeah. I said, get on the table. And I adjusted her. She came back in the next day and she said, Doctor, I got this awful pain in my shoulder. What's wrong with me? I said, come in the back, Mary. Mary, this is here looking at the fly. This is the second bone in the neck. It's twisted around, squeezed on the brainstem, shutting life off in the brain and the body. Body can't work because the life's being shut off. Got to move this bone back around. Let's blood right back in here. Then the body start working and it'll come right back. Don't talk about symptoms. Don't do any good. Now lay down. She laid down. I said, all right. All right. She said, come back in the next day. Next day she comes back. She said, oh, Doctor, I got this pain in my stomach. What's wrong? Come in the back, Mary. Hit the second bone in the neck. Twist it around like this, shutting life off in the brain and the body. Body start to die. Can't do anything in there. Whip and turn around, turn it back, and let it back, oh, and get it back in there. You got that? She said, yeah. I said, lay down, Mary, and I adjust her again. And she did it every day for 12 days. 12 days every day I took her in the back. Every day I explained it again. She didn't come in on the 13th day. I said, where is Mary? They said, I don't know. And I said, oh, Lord, you think I overdid it? Now, one of the reasons I had to see college, I said, Mary, why don't you call her? And she said, why don't you call her yourself? Never even seen her all day. I had a home office combination. And in home office combination, for some reason, I had a cat. You let the cat out at night and let the dog in. So that's what I did. I went and sat and watched TV. It's getting late. 12 o'clock, 12:15. I heard a scratching on the door. I said, oh, Lord. Is that, what is that? That burn dog wants out or the cat wants in. That's something going on. So I go out, home office, flipped on the switch. Looked, I didn't see no cats, no dogs. Opened the door, didn't see anybody. Flipped on the light, looked down. Lord have mercy, there's somebody there, laying there. And I said, my God, what is that? I couldn't see. And they started to crawl in. They said, crawled in. I said, my God, look, top of the head's laid back like this. There's an ear dangling down on the shoulder there. Oh, Lord, look. I see a shoe squashed on the foot. The kneecap is around in the back. Pantyhose are trailing behind her. Brassiere's up around her neck. Must be a woman. Look down there and her nose is flat. Teeth are missing. Lips puffed up, look like two balloons. Eyeball just a dangling down here. Blood squirting all over my carpet. My God, oh my. I saw tire marks on the back of a white blouse. My, what is it? What is it? I got down there, look. I said, my God. Mary, Mary, what's wrong? And she said, it's a second bone in my neck, doctor. Oh, oh.